This is Wild About Utah.
I'm a fledgling birder with a less than soaring life list. However, after being inspired this summer by the amazing new Merlin app my dad and brother introduced me to, I wanted to learn more. When preparing to start another year teaching second grade at USU Edith Bowen Lab School, I decided to integrate birding into my curriculum. I knew that studying birds could be as simple or as complex as I desired, which seemed perfect to help all my students make learning gains and make special discoveries throughout the year. I reached out to Hillary and Jack, who are local experts and members of the Bridgerland Audubon Society. They were happy to meet with me, give me resources, and help me brainstorm ways to make the world of birding come to life for my students. However, the fun really started when I kicked off everything in my classroom. There was immediate buy-in from my students, and as soon as I had 25 bright-eyed second graders all screeching, "Conklery!" of a red-winged blackbird, I knew I was hooked as well. My sequence of instruction, which usually lasts about a week per bird, starts by utilizing AI technologies and the Cornell Lab's comprehensive birding website to develop an informational and narrative passage about a specific bird, which is used to address language arts standards. After this, students create a writing piece about the bird, which sometimes is informational, but sometimes is a creative piece that incorporates characteristics or habits of the bird. We incorporate mathematics in meaningful, context-based ways that has some relationship to the bird. For example, our class learned that black-capped chickadees can remember over 1,000 seed hiding places. Therefore, students created and solved a fun math problem. If a black-capped chickadee had 1,000 seeds hidden, and during the winter ate 20 seeds a day, how many days can she eat until her seeds run out? Finally, each student makes a single page on that specific bird that goes in their journal. Each page requires the student to draw a picture of the bird, label 3 distinguishing parts, create an onomatopoeia for the sound, and write 2 interesting facts about the birds. To bring the birding knowledge to life, we developed multiple field experiences aimed at observing birds and identifying them. So far, kids have found the black-capped chickadee, red-winged blackbird, Townsend solitaire, and red-breasted nuthatch. These birding experiences give students a new sense of purpose and intentionality in the field. We recently went to King's Nature Park in North Logan's Green Canyon, where they made discoveries with their eyes, ears, and even binoculars. As we trudged up a slope, one kid glanced to the side of the trail and noticed bundles of small, bluish-purplish juniper berries clung to their host, and, recalling a fact they had read in class, announced, "Look, juniper berries. I bet this will be a great place to see a Townsend solitaire, because I know they love to eat these." These kinds of connections are what every teacher hopes for, and I am grateful to be flying on this learning journey right alongside my students. This is Dr. Joseph Kozlowski, and I am wild about outdoor education in Utah.